Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dion Vecido. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marcus Semien. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Michael Taylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tyler Holt. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The DH, Yan Gomes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Zach Walters. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, TJ House. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Brantley. The throw from Flowers and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brantley scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Semien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Perez for a passed ball. Semien moves to second. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rayburn strikes out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez strikes out. 1 out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Abreu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abreu hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rayburn who is chasing the ball. Abreu reaches third base with a triple. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor throws the ball into Sanchez who tags Holt, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vecido is 0-for-1 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Semien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brantley strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Flowers is 0-1 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez is 0-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eaton is 0-2 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to second. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Lourdes Garcia pinch runs for Alexei Ramirez. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abreu is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Lourdes Garcia now playing shortstop. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rayburn is 0-1 in the game. Rayburn hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Chisenhall is 0-1 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. Two outs. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Walters is 0-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perez is 0-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia is 0-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vicedo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Vicedo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Semien is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Semien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Holt is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 0-2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brantley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santana is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Daniel Webb now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a pop-up towards first. Vasito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Bourne pinch hits for Ryan Rayburn. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bourne hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Holt now playing right field. Michael Bourne now playing center field. Brian Shaw now pitching. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia strikes out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Abreu strikes out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Javi Guerra now pitching. Jason Kipnis pinch hits for Zach Walters. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Holt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Kipnis now playing second base. Cody Allen now pitching. Dion Vasito is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vasito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vasito strikes out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Semien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Semien hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bourne. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Connor Gillespie pinch hits for Tyler Flowers. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gillespie is walked intentionally. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Fegley now catching. Michael Kletko now pitching. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kletko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Recepchinski now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eaton is 0-for-4 in the game. Eaton bunts towards first. Santana fields the ball and throws to Recepchinski covering. Safe. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Recepchinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to second. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Abreu is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Abreu is walked intentionally. C.C. Lee now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-4 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to third. Abreu moves to second. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vecido hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor who is chasing the ball. Gomes reaches third base with a triple. Chris Dickerson pinch runs for Yan Gomes. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourne is walked intentionally. Eric Sercomp now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Chisenhall is walked intentionally. Bourne moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. One out. Ronald Belisario now pitching. David Murphy pinch hits for Roberto Perez. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickerson scores. Bourne moves to third. Chisenhall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.